نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. The Quran Sharif commences with the praise of Allah Ta'ala. And thereafter, there are five surahs that commence with praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The first being Surah Fatiha, then moving on to Surah An'am, Alhamdulillah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala az-zulumati wan-nur. First, praise be to Allah Ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the entire universe, everything that is visible to us and not visible, and He is the Creator, He is the Maker. He brought it to existence from non-existence. There was nothing, and He brought it to existence. And He gave it existence without any material. If man has to make, then he makes things, just constructing things. This element into that, that into this, fixing it up. And the elements and the material is present, he just constructs it. But now to construct something from nothing, absolutely nothing, so that's Allah Ta'ala. Then to give it a beauty, a function, a direction. Then you come on to Surah An'am, خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Apart from the creation of the universe, Allah Ta'ala has given light, the light of intelligence where you can understand reason, where you can differentiate coal from gold, where you can understand a diamond from a stone. So imagine if there was no understanding, no reasoning ability, and no light. There's no light. Can you differentiate? Can you make out? So, as though after existence, then the greatest blessing was the ability to understand, reason, analyze, see things in perspective. So it is Allah Ta'ala that blessed. If Allah Ta'ala obliterates your understanding, then can anybody bring back your understanding, reasoning? Then the third surah that starts with Alhamd again is Surah Kaf, what we recite on a Friday. Alhamdulillah alladhi anzala ala abdin kitab wa lam yaj'al lahu iwaja. So after man has been blessed with understanding and reasoning, then Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy, He has sent Rasools and blessed them with divine scriptures. Divine, they are themselves pure and the best of creation. And He sent them with divine scriptures. So imagine if man had intelligence, but he had no manual, then would he have any direction in life? Would he have known what was the purpose of his creation? So after creation and understanding, then the greatest thing is Allah blessed us with the Nabi, with the direction and with the code. Then moving on to the next surah, it starts with Alhamd. Alhamdulillah alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. وَلَوُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. To impress upon us that Allah Ta'ala's praises transcends this life into the next life. Next life you'll see even more. What you are seeing here is just a minuscule of the glory and the greatness, the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. So that life will show you even more. And the last surah, the fifth surah, being Surah Fatir, Fatir is Samawati wal Ard, جَعَلَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ رُسُلًا أَجْنِحَةً. So He's created the heavens and the earth and also made malaika as messengers. Three wings, four wings, five wings. يَزِيدُ فِي الْخَلْقِ مَا يَشَاءُ. And Allah Ta'ala adds to His creation as He wants. Someone is blessed with beauty. Someone is blessed with intelligence. Some is blessed with wealth. Some is blessed with health. Some is blessed with status and name. Some is blessed with position and location. So everybody enjoys the blessings of Allah Ta'ala, but it features differently. Someone in wealth, someone in health. And every person is too excited about the blessing that he's got. The one who's got good health is eating normal, but he's not a billionaire, so he's far happier than the billionaire that with hundreds of problems, sugar, heart, pressure, etc. So there's a proper balance. in the scheme of things, in the distribution of his favors, there is a proper balance. So these are the five surahs. But now, someone may ask, why does Allah Ta'ala commence with these praises? So the reason for him commencing the Quran Sharif with these praises is you begin to appreciate and respect when you recognize something. When you don't know the person, you don't know what he is all about, so you don't appreciate him and you won't respect him. Person came for some work at your home, so you saw him as an ordinary person. He said, alright, go and clean the grass. When you finish with that, come and tell me what you've done. You must wash the pots after that. Then you got to know that that's your father. He was lost for some time and now he's in a problem and he's come to your house. The moment you realize it was your father, now you'll carry him on your head. Now you'll do everything for him. You'll give him access to your wealth, to all your luxuries. You keep him in your personal room and everything. Just now you ask him to go and clean the car, wash the car, and also cut the grass. And now he says, no, he's too precious for me. To me he's too precious. I've got him after 30 years. I know what he's done for me. So that respect and the love came after recognizing him. And you didn't recognize the person, then you saw an old woman coming in, so I'm going to wash the pots, and you finish with that, go into the bath and clean the bath. But the moment you realize it was your mother, then you tell us, no, I'll wash it for you. And I will do everything for you. That was after you recognized, after you understood what she was. So, you'll only appreciate Allah Ta'ala when you recognize him, you understand what he is, and the favors and the bounties that you enjoy all the time. أَصْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنًا. He's poured his favors upon you, both visible and favors that are not visible. Visible, we know, our bodies, etc. And favors that we that's concealed to us, our brains, our intelligence, our organs that are functioning within us. We don't see them, but these are all blessings of Allah Ta'ala, that everything is normal within you. So you only appreciate when you know the person and you know his favors, then you get recognition and you want to do for him. So this is an invitation that you understand who Allah Ta'ala is. Not just to go through deen and not pondering, not understanding, not seeing for yourself, see the favors of Allah Ta'ala, understand the favors of Allah Ta'ala, what he's done for you, and then understand how to appreciate him and how to show love and devotion to him. Hazrat Amir ibn Qais radiallahu anhu, he says that I start off my day reciting four verses of the Quran Sharif. And after I've recited these four verses, I'm not concerned as to what happens to me after that. I just recite these four verses, and as I've recited these four verses, they're not concerned of what happens to me thereafter. The first verse that I recite is مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. The favors that Allah Ta'ala opens to man, nobody can hold it back. But Allah Ta'ala has opened to you, nobody can take it away. And the favors that Allah Ta'ala has closed, that nobody can give. What is open to you, that nobody can take away. And the one favor that is closed to you, that nobody can give. So, this is the first verse that I recite. I understand then, everything come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I didn't get an opportunity to do something or to do some business, there is divine decree. So I don't have to make a fuss. I don't have to moan and groan over it. Because it was divinely decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, man allows his mind to run freely with him and he'll keep complaining. I had a business opportunity. This person came from the back. He stabbed me and took the opportunity away. I was interested in a certain girl and he knew about it, but he went and it worked out for him, it didn't work out for me. So you'll have umpteen problems, tension, mental disorder, mental agony. Why? Because you don't understand that it's divinely decreed. What's meant for him, nobody can take it away from him. One sahabi, he asks another sahabi, he said, I am a non-Arab and I need to get married. I'm interested in this woman in this house. So you know the language and you are acquainted, very well acquainted with the people. and with the styles, so I request you to make a proposal for me. So very good. So if kisi Musalman ka kaam ban jata ho, to mera naseeb, what a blessing if I can be of some service to a Muslim brother. So he went, but he came out after an hour. And he came out very shameful, embarrassed about himself. So I asked him, but why are you so shameful and why are you so embarrassed? He said, I made the proposal for you, but they turned their proposal, but they said that we won't mind if you propose. And I was in line to marry, so I proposed and the nikah was done. And now I'm feeling so embarrassed that you were the one that asked me to send a proposal for you, and this thing turned out for me, not for you. So this sahabi that sent him, he says, there's no reason for you to be feeling embarrassed. I should feel embarrassed. This woman was meant for you. Then why did I go and ask her hand in marriage? It was meant for you. Allah Ta'ala had appointed that girl for you. Had I been more dua and been more devoted to Allah Ta'ala and dedicated to Him, then Allah Ta'ala would have turned my mind away from her. And then I wouldn't have made this proposal. So I should feel embarrassed, not you. But now see, when that mind, خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. When Allah Ta'ala opens the mind, brightens the mind, then only can you see in perspective. Otherwise, you keep blaming this one here, shifting the blame from one person to the other, and just adding to your mental agony, grief and pain. Not getting anywhere. Not going front and not going backwards, but you're stuck at that spot. Because you don't have that understanding that everything is the decision of Allah Ta'ala and can't go against the decision of Allah Ta'ala. The second verse that I recite every day before I start off the day is وَيَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّهُ وَيُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَدَّ لِفَضْلِ. If Allah Ta'ala wants to grant you some good, then nobody can take it away. وَيُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ, and if He wants to afflict you, inflict some injury or pain or some loss, then nobody can reverse that. It's His decision, nobody can change it, nobody can alter it. So this is the second verse that I recite every day. What I was supposed to be getting, I get. What I'm not supposed to be getting, then why must I stress about it? I didn't get this opportunity, he got it. And why did he get it? He's my competitor. Why is he doing so well? I got a honchos now. Why can't I go to a mama's? So that old chakkar will carry on and on in your life until death comes knocking at your door. And then it's too late to prepare. Because your mind was just figures. Figures, why he's got that opportunity, why didn't I get it? Why he got so much? I must also try. So by, you got enough a shelter over your roof, over your head, and you got enough to eat for the day. So why must you worry about 6 years? For all the time that you know yourself, from the time you were born till now, Allah Ta'ala took care. In fact, before you were born, even your mother couldn't feed you, and Allah Ta'ala was making a system that you be fed within the womb. Who made it happen? Even your mother didn't know how it was being done, but it was being done, and Allah Ta'ala was feeding you at that moment. So now, and 100 years from now, He'll feed, He'll sustain. So why to have this grief and pain? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? It's anxiety. One of the reasons that we are overwhelmed with anxiety, etc., is our Quran Sharif is no more the Quran Sharif now. The news, the media, WhatsApp became the Quran Sharif. So you believe in it like how we're supposed to believe in the Quran Sharif. Had you believed in the Quran Sharif, then the news and the media would just be a scrap paper. Came, it came. It didn't come, it's not a big change in our lives. But I believe in it so much that Trump made him a champ. And the whole world is singing about him, and we see what's going on. We don't know what to believe and what not to believe, what to accept and what to reject. We don't know. Right? There's so much of news flying around, one side to the other side, who's right, who's wrong. But I ask you, will Allah Pak ask you about this on the day of Qiyamah? Will He be asking you about these type of things in the cover? So will He ask you how much of Quran you read, what zikr you made, what durush you read, and did you make dua for me? Did you punctual your namaz? So all these things have been forgotten. What we're supposed to be taking cognizance of, that we're not taking cognizance of. Quran Sharif, zikr, tilawat, namaz on time. That just comes by the way. So these things have become our Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif has been shelved. So then, obviously then, your mind will just keep working 24/7. This has happened, why this has not happened? This has happened, why he died? And why that person couldn't die. He's old and he's aged, he should have died. Not my little child now, he's just 6 years of age, why did he die? So all these type of questions will just play around your mind. And there'll be no closure to it. You'll be just in a perpetual state of agony and grief and pain. So this pain and grief is brought onto yourself, self-inflicted. The third verse that I recite, he says every day before I start off, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That after this phase of difficulty, there'll be some ease. A child is in a madrasa or a youngster is in a school or university. So he has a difficult phase when he's going through the examination, what's going to happen, what's going to be the results like. But he's working hard. So Allah promises him, after this difficulty, you'll get some ease. Just now you pass and you see what you get. After you've passed, you've gone through the whole exercise and you see what's in store for you. So just be patient, wait and move along with us. Just understand that everything comes with time. So don't be in a hurry. If you see that person prosperous, I'm not prosperous, then don't curse him and don't have any type of malicious feeling towards him. But he's got it, why he's not selling it to me? You know, he's my cousin, my brother. He's supposed to be giving it to me, why didn't he give it to me? So that pain goes on and on. And I ask you, what do you get out of it? Nothing but malice, pain, and unnecessary difficulty. So Allah is saying, right, we know you're going through a patch, but after the patch there'll be some ease. So understand and believe in me. I'm telling you there's going to be an ease after this phase of difficulty. So trust me and believe in me. And the last verse that I recite every day before I start off my day is مَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility of feeding all His creation. He's taken it upon Himself. People are talking about piling up, etc., etc., whatever, right? But understand that the ocean is before us. What a great lesson this ocean teaches us. There's millions, in fact, billions of creatures living in that water. Do you see any farm there, any factory, any industry, any school, any university, any hospital? But Allah is taking care of all those billions of creatures. How is doing it? That is Qudrat. Now, what's before us, we're not thinking about it. That how magnificent is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that billions of creatures, and they've got no shop, they've got no business, no investment, no money. But Allah is seeing to them. In fact, the bigger and the healthier creation are in the sea. You see a creature like a whale on land, so big and so great. Can you see a creature there? And then ask yourself, who's feeding that? And how does he do it? That's the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, and that's what we fail to understand. كَيْهِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ لَا تَحْمِلُ رِزْقَهَا. Allah tells us, invites us to understand his Qudrat, have that yaqeen in him, not in things and people. Well, he doesn't have this medical is what's going to happen to you. But where's your yaqeen? Allah takes care. When Allah takes care, we don't say that you don't put procedures in place, but you don't have to go that extra mile to do something haram, impermissible, or something that is not condoned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do you do that? He looks after the poor, he looks after the wealthy. He looks after. Put the procedures in place according to your means and trust in Allah ta'ala and see how Allah ta'ala will make it happen. So the last verse I recite, مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. No, every creature, Allah ta'ala has taken the onus upon himself to see to it. His health, his sustenance, etc. Allah Pak has taken it. So this four verses he says I recite before I start the day. As Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he had written a letter to as Mughira ibn Shawbah that tell me something that you learned directly from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not via anybody, but directly. So I saw him reciting this verse or this dua after every namaz. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. Allah Ta'ala, what you give, nobody can stop. And what you stop, nobody can give. Allah Ta'ala, stop the life, can anybody give it? Allah Ta'ala, gave a child, can anybody stop that? So what he gives, nobody can stop. And what he stops, nobody can give. And number, ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. No matter what you try, then unless and until Allah Ta'ala doesn't authorize, it can't happen. It will happen with the authorization and with the consent of Allah Ta'ala, no matter what effort you made. But until and unless He doesn't consent, so where our minds are, in ourselves, in our acumen, our businesses, our wealth, our friends and our contacts, or is it on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is what this day's man, what he needs to understand is just refreshing your faith. bring back, align yourself to Allah Ta'ala. Understand that He is the provider, He is the sustainer, He makes things happen, or He will stop things from happening. So then you won't have a malicious heart, you won't have a disturbed mind, you won't have any reason to be in a mental turmoil. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.